Chapter 4. Too Many Trees. Thump. I land face down on dirt. Dirt and leaves and grass. There's a twig in my mouth. Blah. I pick it out and wipe my hand on my pajama bottoms.
I think I just broke my head, Jonah mumbles.
Seriously? I ask.
No, Jonah says, rubbing the back of his neck. I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad he's okay. Now I don't have to feel bad when I yell at him. What were you thinking?
What do you mean?
He asks innocently. I leap to my feet and tick off the answers on my fingers. Exhibit A. You drag us to the basement. Exhibit B. You knock on the creepy mirror. And exhibit C, D, and E, you then proceed to knock two more times on the creepy mirror, and when it tries to suck us in, you said, cool.
'Cause it was, he exclaims. Come on, Abby, that was so awesome. That was the most awesomest thing to ever happen to us.
I shake my head. I'm not sure what even happened. Where are we? I sniff. It smells like nature. I push myself up onto my elbows and look around. I see 1, large trees. 2, more large trees. 3, even more large trees. Why are there thousands of large trees in my basement? Wait, my basement does not have trees. I turn to Jonah.
We're not in the basement!
I know, Jonah says, nodding. Sweet. So where are we?
Somewhere awesome.
The backyard, I say. We have to be in the backyard, right? Except we have a tiny backyard, and our backyard has only 2 trees. 2 scrawny trees, not thousands of large trees.
No way, we're not in the backyard, Jonah says, shaking his head.
Maybe it looks different at night?
Nope. I think we're in a forest.
Jonah, we can't be in a forest. That's impossible.
Well, maybe impossible things are possible.
He is impossible. I rub my eyes. This makes no sense.
Wait, what if we're dreaming?
Both of us? He asks, raising one eyebrow. Fine, me. What if I'm dreaming? He pinches me. Ow!
Not dreaming, he proclaims. He bounces on his toes. You are 100% awake, and so am I, and we are in a forest.
Hey, I'm hungry. Do you have any Cheetos?
Cheetos? I screech. We've somehow been transported from our basement to a forest in the middle of the night, and you're thinking about Cheetos?
He scratches his belly.
The mirror was hungry, so it ate us. Now I'm hungry, and I would really like some flaming hot Cheetos.
And maybe some ketchup.
That is disgusting, I say.
Jonah dips everything in ketchup, even French toast.
And it's not the middle of the night, he continues. Look!
I tilt my head. Blue sky peeks through the tops of the trees. Before, it was night. Now it's day.
I don't understand what's going on.
I stomp my foot like a 2-year-old. Ouch. A twig scratches my heel because, oh, that's right. Before the mirror ate me, the mirror ate my slippers. But here I am, so where are my fuzzy striped slippers? First, I will find my slippers. Then I will figure out how to get back to our basement. That is my plan. Plans make me happy. Step 1. Find footwear. I crane my neck and check out the scene. In addition to me and my brother, our basement chair is lying on its side a few feet from us. Some of the books from the bookshelf are also in the grass. And there are my slippers!
Yay! I cheer.
I run toward them and slip them on. Ah, fuzzy striped slippers can make a person feel much better. I turn to Jonah. Did you find your sneakers?
Yup,
he says, pointing at them. Well, put them on and tie them this time. I wait. Are they tied?
I know he knows how to tie them because I taught him. And I taught him the right way, not the baby way with two bows. He groans and laces them extra tight. Good. We've completed step one. Now for step two. Get back to our basement. That one's tougher, but nothing I can't handle. I suppose it would help if I could figure out where we are. We can't be very far from home, since the whole trip only took, like, a minute. There must have been a tornado, or maybe even an earthquake. Yes, an earthquake. An earthquake that tossed us a few blocks from our house. Yes, we must have hit our heads and fallen asleep, and that's why it's already daytime. Now I just have to find our way home. Time to focus. Growl. What was that? Nothing. I must have imagined it. Crack. Did you hear that? Jonah whispers. No? Growl. My heart thumps. Any chance it's your stomach grumbling because you're hungry? He scoots closer. Maybe it's an animal's stomach because the animal is hungry. Growl. Crack. Hungry for humans, Jonah says, sounding a bit too excited for my liking. Crack. Growl. Arr. How am I supposed to focus on step two of my plan with scary animal stomach noises all around me? I think we should go, I tell him. Go where? Growl, crack, growl, crack, growl, crack, crack. Somewhere that isn't here. I grab his hand and we run.